You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Snyder is proposing an overhaul of Michigan's auto insurance system. It would cap the amount that would be paid to people severely injured in accidents at $1 million. The governor says that is needed to bring down the price of auto insurance. State Representative Margaret O'Brien of Portage is a member of the State House Insurance Committee, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
So when this proposal comes before your committee, what are the things that you're going to be looking for to decide whether or not you support it?
Well, you know, first, it's really important to understand what auto no-fault is. A lot of people have no understanding. And basically, if you're in a car accident and the amount of your medical bills exceeds $500,000, that's really what is assessed on your insurance bill. So the reason I mention that is the average cost to pay for those claims is about $175 per vehicle per year. And so the first thing we'll be looking for is what are going to be the cost savings to, you know, our middle class, to our community, to people who are paying for insurance. If you've got two teenagers and you're a family of four or five, you could potentially right now be paying about $700 a year for auto no-fault.
Now, John Truscott, people may remember that name as someone who worked in the administration of Governor John Engler. Now he is a spokesman for the Coalition Protecting Auto No-Fault. He's quoted in an article this morning in the Detroit News saying what they're advocating is obliterating the safety net for injured people. And then he goes on to say what they're talking about is warehousing people because Medicaid doesn't cover rehabilitation costs. Does Mr. Truscott have a point?
You know, I don't think he does. What we're talking about is making sure that we are managing our resources well. We debated this issue in the last legislative term. And time and again, we were told, don't manage the cost that we all pay for. Just let it, whatever happens, happens. And what we've seen is every year there's an increase in what consumers pay. There's a scheduled about another 10% increase going in to bring it up to about $186 per vehicle per year. So when they say there's not a problem, there is a huge problem. This proposal would actually keep auto no fault, and it would make sure that it's viable so it can help and serve people for years to come. And it's important to understand, the governor mentioned, this would cap medical care at $1 million. Well, under the Affordable Care Act, which is now law, somebody cannot just be kicked off their insurance because they have an expensive injury. There can't be caps. So anyone with insurance will still be able to have that pay, and there might be people who will end up on Medicaid or Medicare, but that's an extreme few. Very few cases exceed $1 million, but what's important to know is how are we managing those dollars, because you and I are paying for it, and we need to make sure that people are getting the care they need at a price that's reasonable.
But one argument that the other side is going to make is what you're ultimately talking about here is shifting from, say, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, which we all pay into through our auto insurance, to Medicaid, in which case you're talking the healthcare system, which we ultimately pay for as well. So how much savings is there really if we're just talking about, you know, moving the dollars around between auto and health insurance?
Well, there are several important things to understand. The first is, as part of this proposal, there'd be a $150 reduction in the portion that we pay for the Michigan catastrophic claims. But then we would take $25, that $150, and we would actually put it towards paying for Medicaid. So right there you see $125 savings while putting money into Medicaid. The second thing to understand is that auto no fault, they already pay more than the cost of care. We had a presentation done where it said, yes, Medicare, Medicaid pay below the cost of care, but private insurance pays above the cost of care, and anyone in an auto accident pays way more than what the cost of care is. So I think we need to be more transparent in understanding that right now people who own cars are subsidizing the health care for our entire community. We need to be more transparent and say if we're going to have to pay the cost for everybody who's on Medicaid and Medicare, well, then we need it transparent, and let's do it through the budget process and not just hide in the cover at night and make the automobile owners pay for it.
The House Democratic leader noted yesterday that there were a couple of attempts to basically end no-fault insurance in the 1990s that were rejected by voters. We have about 30 seconds left. State Representative Margaret O'Brien, if this is going to be done now, do you have to consider those votes, even though they were a while ago?
We're not looking to end auto no-fault. We are looking to preserve auto no-fault and make it make sense for everyone who's having to pay into the system and who needs to receive health care through the system.
Okay, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
State Representative Margaret O'Brien of Portage, she's a member of the State House Insurance Committee, discussing Governor Snyder's proposal, which would reform Michigan's auto insurance system. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.